Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Welcome to the Radio Valerie Dream Mail. Please tell us your dreams, as many as you'd like, and leave your name if you'd like to be credited in the piece. Thank you.
Hi, I did have a dream last night.
So I'm having this dream where, like...
I had a recurring dream.
A recurring dream?
I was having this state of slime dream.
Yeah, snake dream.
Oh, yeah, so I had this dream once.
One of my most vivid dreams...
Hi, I'm just ringing in regards about my dream that I had last night.
So, I only had this dream a couple of nights ago.
Here's my dream.
I had a dream.
This is a dream I had all the time when I was little. It was like a recurring dream.
When I was a kid, right, I used to have this recurring dream. Oh, I had another dream last night.
A joke?
So I had this dream once. I was sleeping.
I had a dream, but pretty much I had a really vivid dream.
So I dreamt I was a doctor in a hospital.
I had this dream that I had a few times where
I had a dream. I can't quite remember, but there were snakes involved and snakes biting a cat or maybe my foot or both at different times, but there were snakes.
So there were these chickens, hundreds of chickens. There were seagulls circling around my head.
There was a dog there too. I think it was my dog. It was black and white.
Hundreds of chickens. And they were all like neatly aisled for kilometres in the distance.
I was going to the supermarket and there was a product which was a mixture of ham, chicken and dragon.
And it came with me. And then there was a black and white cat as well.
Being chased by two wolves.
I was swimming with two dolphins. And
being eaten alive by an animal.
And we were swimming around. It's like I could breathe underwater. And we were swimming through houses and exploring. It was like some kind of post-apocalyptic dream or something.
So we're travelling on this rocket called Turtle, the back of it, and we're like travelling along one of like the Mediterranean.
But then out of nowhere, behind the rock, a giant scorpion appears and eats one of my friends.
And a huge dog, which was black and white, so it was a pure red, came, and I realised that the cat and the dog had made this new dog, which was huge and feral. I was just scared of it.
There was a little dog there, a Jack Russell.
All the snakes in the world were after one thing.
A rat.
The rub the back of the head, one knuckle hair.
It was like Gamera, but not.
And then we were walking the dogs, the two little dogs. I wasn't scared of.
Flock of magpies on the green field. And they're kind of looking a bit scary.
You know, just walking down the roads or on a train, perhaps. And I'd look behind me and they'd be chasing me and they'd be stood upright. And I'd be running away from them. And as they got up to me, right, they'd start sort of knock me over and start eating me from the feet upwards, right? And that's when I'd wake up.
Each chicken was kind of sitting on like a metal square, sort of like a lid to a present box. In front of each hen was a miniature clawfoot bath. I filled each little bath with grain, and as soon as I finished pouring, the chickens would begin to eat. I remember thinking about how well-trained they were, and I was looking down a line of lightly still chickens, and they were all waiting quietly for their meals. The farmer said, like, I've got the most obedient chickens in all of Australia.
I was pregnant, and it was like my pregnant belly was just attached to me by an umbilical cord. So I was kind of carrying this belly in my arms, and then it turned into the white cat.
Then the next task for me to do was to clean their feet, and the only way to do it was with gear. I unscrewed a few bottles and just covered the chickens in boat straw.
They're looking at me with these red eyes.
behind me, my mom's gone, she's not on the train anymore. And all I know is that the birds took her and not giving her back.
There was a big white cat, and the cat kept on trying to get away, and I was trying to kind of calm it down and was holding it quite hard so that it wouldn't jump out of my arms and kind of rip the umbilical cord out of me.
To much shock and horror, I am thrown back by this scorpion.
The chickens behind me started to squawk, and it was the first time I'd even heard them. I stopped and turned around, and then I realized the chickens I poured the beer on were beginning to sizzle. These lines of steam kind of whirled from their heads, and they were just squealing in pain. And it was such a hot day that the chickens were boiling in the beer, and they were all going to die because I poured them for their feathers and not their feet.
And I battled scorpions for hours upon hours on end.
So we're traveling on this rock called Turtle.
And then some more of my friends came down to the beach, and they saw me battling this giant scorpion, and I told them, no, turn back, go away, don't come near me and this giant scorpion.
I looked back at the line of dry birds and saw them shivering in fear, waiting for me to come to them and mistakenly cook them. I just couldn't believe I'd killed these birds, yet being so beautifully placid and compliant, they just let me do it.
I realise that I'm inside the mind of the turtle, and it's like this really cool, chilled out funk turtle. The funk turtle is kind of part of this whole kind of conscious.
We were friends, me and this rat, and I had to say goodbye to it. It was quite a little kind of round rat, and I kept kind of shaking it off, but it kept grabbing me and like biting the bottoms of my feet, and as I walked away it kept on trying to kind of come with me, and I was kind of laughing and trying to shake it off without hurting it.
And then I became the dog. I took the dog's perspective and I started saying, no he's not, no he's not, over and over. I jumped into the pool with him, and whenever I could hear the family's voices and chants coming through, I'd say it again.
And then I asked my mum for some help, obviously. She was kind of carrying the cat, which was attached to me.
The turtle was kind of talking to me, not talking to me, like kind of like telepathically. And, you know, he's like, yeah, it's cool, it's all good here, chill out and relax and stuff. And, you know, just down sat in his mind for a while. Feeling calmed and relaxed and, you know, peace and part of a something large.
Then we got chased by a shark and the dolphins abandoned me.
My mom had gone to the circus. I was about 7 years old, and somehow I locked myself in the porta potty. And when I woke up, I was really scared. Going to an ATM, and I'm waiting for the money to come out, and instead of just one note, I can see maybe a bunch of notes that, you know, there's some kind of fault with the ATM, and I could grab a whole fist full of $50 notes, whereas I'd only wanted to get one out. But then I'm left with the dilemma of whether I should take them or not, because I know that the bank has my details and that there's cameras and that it's fraud, and it's a crippling decision. So I was really scared that they were going to kill me, and so I kept having to, and then I stole something to wear, but I got found out. It was a pretty scary dream.
was for it. We all kind of like start panicking because there's nothing we can do. And
I'm about 5 years old, and my mom and I are on a miniature train going around. There's a green field to the left. There's a flock of magpies on the green field, and they're kind of looking a bit scary. They're looking at me with these red eyes, and it's maybe the scariest thing that I could have seen as 3-4-year-old eyes. And then behind me, my mom's gone. She's not on the train anymore, and all I know is that the birds took her, and they're not giving her back. It was terrifying.
I'm back in high school, and it's the beginning of a class, and I'm at my locker. Haven't got any books, haven't got a key to my locker, and the classes are starting. I don't know where the class is, what room it's in. I don't know which class I'm supposed to be in, what subjects I'm supposed to be learning at that moment, and I'm just wandering the corridors in like a blind panic, worried thinking about it, that this knowledge is dripping away from me. So that I'm more worried about not knowing some piece of school knowledge, that I'm more worried about not knowing that than I am about being eaten alive by an animal.
I look back at the line of dry birds and saw them shivering in fear, waiting for me to come to them and mistakenly cook them.
I can't describe the horror I experience. No puedo describir el horror que siento. We run, terrified, trying to find for a place to hide. It's so dark and luminous, it's like a space ride. Corremos aterrorizados, tratando de encontrar un lugar a donde escondernos. Todo está oscuro, pero iluminado, como una montaña rusa en el espacio.
It's always quite troubling, that feeling like the teeth are coming out. It feels, it doesn't just look like it's happening, it kind of feels like, you know, the vacuum, the vacuum that's holding the teeth in place in the mouth. And as you pull it, kind of, they just slowly kind of drawn out and air filled into the gums where the teeth were. And it worries me more and more. I mean, sometimes it's just that the teeth kind of fall out one by one. So it's like they're kind of showering out of the mouth onto the floor, and then you kind of walk, you know, walk on them, and the feet kind of crunch them underneath. Yeah. It's not very pleasant, these dreams. I usually wake up in like a cold sweat. Worries.
My mum and I are on a miniature train going around.
I was looking at my mum's house. Their parents didn't want them to.
And I was waiting in the hospital bed, and my waters had kind of broken.
And she's rocking back and forth, and she's rocking a baby, and then like I realised the baby is me.
最近見た夢の中で、私は母と舞台を見に行きました。
And then I need to go to the bathroom, and my pregnant belly was just attached to me by an umbilical cord.
I gave birth at my old high school in an auditorium in front of thousands of girls.
I went to see a play with my mom in my recent dream.
I was with my mom going to the circus.
So I was kind of carrying this belly in my arms, and then this umbilical cord was attached to me. And then it turned into a white cat.
I'm about old, and
I was about 7 years old.
My mom and I are on a miniature train going around.
It was this really, really dimly lit room. You could barely see, but there was like the outline of this woman.
My mum and I are on a miniature train going around these beautiful gardens, and there's a green field to the left.
But when I looked at my baby, I realized that it was made of clay.
And then it turned into a white cat. It was a big white cat. And the cat kept on trying to get away. And I was trying to kind of calm it down. And was holding it quite hard so that it wouldn't jump out of my arms and kind of rip the umbilical cord out of me.
And it was in the form of a giant jelly baby, you know, the lollies.
There's flockers. On the green field.
私たちは年齢のグループに分けられていました。
There were these two people that I somehow met. They were both siblings.
And then I asked my mum for some help, and so she was kind of carrying the cat, which was attached to me, as I was like going to the bathroom.
And then I looked and asked her if she could pick me up because I'd give birth, and she said, no, you can catch the tram home.
Then my mother came and asked me about her time in hospital. For some stupid reason, I was talking gibberish. I couldn't understand what she was saying, and whatever was coming out of my mouth sounded quite odd.
And then it kind of cut to just like giving birth, and that happened quite quickly, and it was very painless. It just kind of slipped out.
This guy owned a swimming pool, used it as a tourist attraction, and his daughter as an example.
So I proceeded to jump on the tram, but then my clay jelly baby started to morph into different objects, like a pile of books or a water bottle.
And then it turned into the white cat.
His daughter was a very good swimmer, and she demonstrated to everyone what to do and how easy it was. Supposedly. I was friends with the daughter. I don't think she liked working for her dad. It was hard work.
So we go under the tunnel. We come out the other end and they're looking at me with these red eyes.
I was once at my mum's house.
So I had this little baby and it was a girl. Actually, when I was carrying my belly, I had a feeling coming off the belly that it was a girl. And when I gave birth, it was very quick and it was a girl. And
they wanted to play in a band together.
She lives on a farm, and we're in her house, which has these huge, big French windows looking out to the fields. And we were just in the living room next to the big French windows.
She was very cute. And then I looked down at her hands and saw that her fingers were like really long, and I counted them, and there were six.
And then behind me, my mum's gone, she's not on the train anymore. All I know is that the birds took her and not giving her back.
And she's like rocking back and forth, and she's rocking a baby, and then like in the dream, you know, I realize that the baby is me.
I was also friends with one guy. He'd left the church and he came to the pool with his family to show that he was strong enough and independent enough to go through with the swim.
And then I counted it again and I was wrong. There was actually 9 or 10 fingers on her left hand. But I didn't really mind. I just kind of loved this little thing.
So I'm just like being rocked back and forth, but it's like kind of homely, like old school carer type. Like matronly but like sweet type. Just working back and forth and like singing me this really old school lullaby, which I used to know all the words to when I was a kid from the dream, but I've forgotten about it now.
But the thing was that their parents.
And then really quickly, the baby wasn't a baby anymore. The baby was like a teenager, maybe like 18. And
their parents didn't want them to.
The people were divided into age group. I found my mom very far away.
She wasn't very nice. She was quite selfish, and just selfish, and I knew that
he got up ready to start, his family started chanting, Jesus is with you, Jesus is with you.
I decided to just get out of the tree and leave my mum up in the tree.
And then my mum said, Lois, that is just a complete waste of bacon.
Didn't want them to, and had implemented some sort of UV system which prevented them from playing together.
Well, I was disappointed that I hadn't had the opportunity to just kind of go and dare at her, and that actually she had come out like this fully developed young adult who maybe was not the kind of person that I would like.
I was flying over the village where I live, the little town.
Flying extremely slow.
Flying through the countryside. On a plane that can see some clouds, and then basically below it is just a mess of colour. So it's kind of like a Marc Chagall painting, you can say.
When I started off, I'd have to swim through the air.
And as I was flying around, Jimi Hendrix came up to me flying as well.
I'd just be like a few feet above the ground, waving my arms madly, and I could never manage to paddle fast enough, it seemed. But I could still move somewhat. And I got better at it over the years went by.
And I looked at him and he looked at me, and I just freaked out. And I looked down towards the ground of my hometown, where I could hide because it was so real.
All of a sudden, all these really small little hot air balloon bubbles came in. They were bubbles, but all in the shape of hot air balloons, like little hot air balloons.
There was this old panel van, so I headed straight to that.
It got to a point where there was a kind of an element of daring in my body involved in starting to fly, in which I would just jump off something where if I wasn't able to fly, I would really hurt myself.
And I remember flying in through the driver's door and just sitting there really quietly thinking, you can't see me, you can't see me. And then all of a sudden, she flew in through the other window.
In a World War II fighter plane, flying through the countryside.
We ran outside into the gardens where the fields are, and there was this old-fashioned hot air balloon bobbing along the ground.
There was a whining sound from the air. I looked up and saw
rubber powered turtle.
With two men in it, and they were like pulling this wooden contraption on it, like steering it, and they were wearing flat hats and like waistcoats. They're like old farmers, it looked like, and they were on the hot air balloon.
Jumping off a tall building or something would kind of flip the switch and then I kind of have to fly. I was kind of tricking the dream or tricking my body into starting to fly. I was on top of a water tank, a rural water tank, and I just idly stepped off it completely casually.
So we're traveling on this rocket called Turtle.
Something seems out of place with the look of the airplane. Flying extremely slow.
This rocket powered turtle on the back of it, and we're like traveling along one of the Mediterranean. And it was really beautiful, and we were cruising along on top of the water.
A World War II fighter plane.
There's all this blue water and flying through the countryside, the white and blue and stuff like that. And it was really beautiful, and we were cruising along on top of the water.
Landing occasionally, having beautiful lunches and these little cottages, and taking off again.
Parece extraño con el avión. Está volando sumamente bajo.
I think one of my pet dogs is flying with me.
So we went there together, but as our form of transportation, I used my towel to make a giant paper aeroplane, but it was made out of towel instead of paper.
Whining sound from the air. I looked up and saw three aeroplanes. Then I noticed how slow it is flying. I start thinking to myself how amazing it would be to see a plane crash. Out of each airplane fell a giant bladed cylinder with bladed holes in it, something like a giant circular cheese grater, tumbling through the air and making a whistling noise.
Out of it was really fresh.
And eventually the plane kind of sometimes the turbulence of the turbulence slows down into a motion and really soft.
En el mismo momento en que noto lo bajo que huele el avión.
And then all of a sudden this gigantic white statue of Michael Caine appears like out of the water, and we're on a collision course for it. We all kind of start panicking because there's nothing we can do.
Pienso en lo emocionante que sería verlo chocar. Just as I had thought, the plane turns and stops in midair. It then points its nose downward and, as if controlled like a puppet, its nose bangs on the ground twice before it then flies away out of sight.
The plane flies in position and I stepped off it and I fell down and landed on the ground, flat on my arms, a little loud whack.
We smash into the statue.
De repente, el avión se va a parar en el aire.
Pulling this wooden contraption and coming out of the wooden contraption with all these little bubbles, the hot air balloons.
I remember feeling excited at the notion of the plane crashing in front of me, and disappointed when it flew off without actually crashing.
The plane plowed into this mountain. Turns out the mountain is all made of marshmallow, and it's all sort of bulbous colours.
And so we were just in this field with this hot air balloon, and these two men in there, and we were just surrounded by all these hot air balloon bubbles that they were making.
Why? A couple of other guys basically like have lost it and start climbing through the marshmallow and actually dig through it. Hello, my name is Giles from
Emma Patsy.
Evgenia Brodsky.
Hannah Silver.
Ben. Felipe Perez.
Cicely Nagasawa, just Japanese to English.
Sophie Mitsunakis.
My name's Sam, and
I'm Leslie Wilson.
This is Dream for Martin.
Lois Condon. Taylor.
Jupiter.
Luca from California.
Kate.
This is Tanya's Dream.
My name is Julian, here is my dream.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.